Fred Finn-Rady, I'm Federica Scarpa from the 75th Festival di Cannes. I'm in company of Dmytro Sukolitki-Sobchuk, here to present his film Panthère in the Kinzen, the réalisateur.
Good day. Very glad to meet with you and happy to know. So you watch my movie and you was in a hall when that moment was happening, and we share our movie in so incredible program Kanzan, and it was big honor to have so warm welcome for all crew. It was so tough and emotional moment. I was not expect, so it will be so long. And Paolo Moretti say it's the longest what it was in Kanzan history, and I'm you know, like not even expect for this.
So let's try with an easy question. How would you describe your film for someone who hasn't seen it yet?
If you want to meet with something unique from Ukraine, you can come and have a very unexpected and unusual meeting with our people and with something what make you a little bit stuck with movie what you saw, and I really want to have this movie in the mind of the audience, to have this conversation in the mind, you know, to keep this and to make a dialogue in your mind. So it was my goal, and look for the movie and you see, did I make this goal or no?
I read on the press book that it took a lot of time to make this movie. Can you say something about that? How was the realization of film?
After film school, I started to do the method when the isolation of the actor or not professional actor was important to create the character, to the personage, you know, and to build this, it's necessary to have, you know, some possibilities, like some kind of a freedom. And freedom in a movie, it's a money. And the people who trust you, I mean producers, after this phones and etc. So to find the right people who believe in you, the first of all, it's producer, Alexandra Kostina, and all another. It was long journey to go meet with them. So the first after film school, I have the some kind of first try with my diploma, and it was quite good, like for a student movie. But when I start to do applying, it was like 6 years ago, a lot of phones and a lot of people, they say like it is so ambition what you describe with this isolation, with the all among these people there to you know, like to take the 5 or 6 professional actors, go to the mountains, you know, hire the houses and live there, work with them and make from them. It's, you know, it's something unbelievable. You don't have money for this, and also everything what was there, it was this carnival, all these costumes, etc. That was all there. And one of the question was one font, it was Hubert Bell's font. They was very politely and want to help me and give the feedbacks from all juries and say like that everybody was inspired of the project, but your like a director's previous work, it's not proof, so you can and handle it. Did you have a short movie? And after this, I was stopped from fear for a couple years, and I make my short movie Weightlifter, with the same preparation, but I was working with a non-professional actor. We had the, like a 4 months rehearsal, and you know, to build from him like a totally, absolutely different person than was on a movie. So and after this, I was like a proof and improve. So I can manage with this type of director method, and after this, the all funds start to support us and see how okay it's if it's working Weightlifter, so probably it will be working in Pamphir. And right now, I'm very happy to see how the all partners all. Who support us, they are not disappointed, because everything what I describe in director vision, it was made well, and we have this results, and you totally believe for all these professional actors, so they are just like a documentary characters with this complicated choreography, with the DOP, with everything you see in a movie. It's or made from a zero point, or build something. So some location, it's exist like this location, but we build or make a repair there. Like for example, the church, we repair this 4 times. Like the first time when we come there, it was the pinky and etc. We repaint it in our colors, in a very blue, and they make the all decoration. After this, we burn it at all. With this all Krasnoshora place, we signed the contract, very precisely contract. So when we burned the church, we rebuilt. So we rebuilt again for a scene on the hill and repaint in the green. And after this, it was agreement. They was don't like this color, and we repaint again for what they like. So it's and it's only one scene, and I can tell you about any scene what we prepared, and it's work. Sometimes you cannot mention, so it's something what belongs there, but this belonging for me was very important to have this on a set. So we should build this and invite, how to say, audience and our characters there to have a feeling. So, but it's a natural, but no, we make this.
What amazed me in your film, it's your use, because artist scenes are like long takes.
Yes.
And so all the films for me was like a dance with the actors and the camera and the actors. So they are all these movings, but I think there's a lot of work behind that. How you work with the actors and the camera operator for these dancing scenes, let's say?
I have the on my iPhone and also by my camera, like just DSLR camera, and we make a lot of rehearsals there. We was there 3 months, and we make on a like a movie on iPhone every time, like it was this turning. I was find and insert the location, especially for this like a tunnel turning. Every night, every time should be the corner, so we follow for them. And the most important in this was like, okay, we build the settings, what we need. The DOP, amazing Nikita Kuzmenko, every time he received from me rehearsal, and he said, okay, I can do here like this movement, we can improve, etc., etc. And he made this like a brilliant, excellent, and how does it, I want to find it. In Ukraine, know this word. Зараз чекай. Wait, filigrano. You know, so he see the rehearsal like a sketch, what and how they should move. And one of the important in all this teamwork was actors, because during this shot you have a lot of close-ups, and the close-ups, it's mean the emotion what you should catch, it should be there on this particular moment. You know, we sometimes make like 30 takes and 20 takes of rehearsal. And I mean, on a stage, during one day, we shoot around one, maximum two scenes. So on my rehearsal, it was like me and actors, and I was like, okay, in this moment, you will have reaction. Let's keep it. Let's, you know, fix this, you know, like make this. So, and actors, they was brilliant because every single reaction we was discuss. We was sit and discuss. Okay, in this moment, you should talk with them. And another things with the actors was the rule for actors was they not see the playback because they will concentrate of the what we doing in this choreography, but they should concentrate on existing of their characters. And another thing what I you know confess on the stage of Kanzan the Realizator, actors who receive the script, they receive only their own part to work only their own stories and don't think like, oh, if I do here like this, so it's linked with this kind of a plot and the line and you know, so no, concentrate only on your character and dig your character so deeply as you can. And all these incredibly talented actors, I can say they all my co-authors, because they dig characters. I give them the task and I ask them, you know, for example, Olena, she was working in a real factory couple weeks. She was gone to the couple months during our rehearsal in mountains, in the church in Lviv. She was like, she is not a Baptist, but she go to the Protestant church and she was singing there, you know, like to research. And the main goal to don't give the any possibility pretend, but just the being, you know. And this being, it's only experience. And all actors who was involved in this process, they trust me, and I trust them too. And we create something special.
And we talk with Dmytro Sukolitki-Sapchuk, director of Panfir in the Kinzen, the Realizator, and I'm Federica Scarpa for Fred, the Festival Insider.